Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masechus Menachos, and we're up to parak Yud, Mishnah Beis, and we're in the middle of discussion of the Korban Omer. Mitzvah Omer, lavo min hakarov. The Korban Omer, you should really bring the barley from place close to Yerushalayim, because in Mavir, a mitzvah, so if you have somewhere close, you should bring it from somewhere close. Lo biker hakarov li Yerushalayim, but if the barley that grew near Yerushalayim is not ripened yet, so mavirin osam mikolmachim, bring it from somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Maisa Shabba migagus. They once brought barley from the fields of Gagus Trifin. Shtei Alechem mi Bikas Ein Socher. And the Shtei Alechem was brought from Bikas Ein Socher, because anything closer just wasn't ready or didn't exist, was destroyed. So there were these two mices where they had to bring it from much further away. So we know that the Ketzirus HaOmer is, according to the Torah, Mimacharas HaShabbos. But we know Mimacharas HaShabbos doesn't mean on a Sunday. It means that it was done the day after the first day of Pesach. But the Tzedukim didn't believe that. They thought it was actually Mimacharas HaShabbos. So the Ketzer HaYosim, how would they do the Ketzirus HaOmer? Shluchei Bezin Yotzei Me'erev Yom Tov. Shluchei Bezin would go out the day before Pesach. Vosin also Krichos Mimuchur B'Lekarka. And they would make bundles of barley while they were still attached to the ground. They would like tie them together while they were still attached to the ground, so that it will be easier to harvest it when the second night of Pesach comes. And all of the people in the cities that were nearby would gather around there around the time of the harvest, so that it was a big thing, it was a big esek. Everyone would go and give a big audience for it. Once it became dark after the first night of Pesach, meaning it became the second night of Pesach, so the guy who would do the Ketzira would ask the people, Ba HaShemesh, is the sun gone yet? Meaning, did the sun set? Are we ready to do the Ketzira? So Omrim Hain, and they would say, yes, do it. Ba HaShemesh, and he'd ask again, Omrim Hain, yes. Magal Zu, he'd say, shall I use this sickle? Omrim Hain, they would say, yes. Magal Zu, he'd ask again, Omrim Hain, Kupa Zu, shall I use this basket? Omrim Hain, Kupa Zu, Omrim Hain. B'Shabbos, Omer Lehem Shabbos Zu, and on Shabbos he would say, yeah, should I do it on this Shabbos? Amrim Hin. Shabbos Zul? Amrim Hin. Ekzar v'hemom lo ktzar. Should I harvest it? Should I do it now? And they would say, do it. Ekzar v'hemom lo ktzar. It just shows you the big asek that they made out of it to make like a public show of the Ketziras HaOmer. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we said that they would always try to bring the Korban Omer from the closest barley, but if the closest barley was not ripened, they would bring it from further away. And sometimes once they had to bring it from the Ganos Tzrifin, and the Shtei Alechem had to be brought from as far away as Bikas Ein Socher. And then we said that the Shluchei Boizdin would go on Erev Yom Tov in order to bundle the barley together so that it'll be easier to cut on the second night of Yantiv. And they would make all the people, all the local residents, come out to the field, and they would do a whole Esek where the guy doing the Ketzira would shout out several times, would shout out a couple of times many different questions, and everyone would scream, yes, should I cut it? Yeah, should I do it with this kli? Yeah, and that kli? Yeah, and even on Shabbos. And that way they would make a big deal out of it. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Dalet.